I've always believed that one day you would receive an offer to take a show national, a nationally syndicated radio show. So I believe that this may be a loss to Boston, but the best to you both, and it can still happen.
Well, can I tell you, Judy?
Judy, all the praise you're receiving today.
Judy, let me just say, we weren't going to say this, but since you brought up going national, I don't think we can. Why not? We actually are going national starting tomorrow. Unfortunately, it's in Kazakhstan, Judy. So but we're hoping to build from there. Judy, thank you. Very kind
call.
We love
you.
Thank you, Judy.
Thanks for the call.
You know what has been enjoyable the last couple of weeks, though?
What?
Jim finally had you on his TV show, Marjorie.
He did.
Twice.
After
all two
years.
Shows.
He hates to have me on
Can
his TV show.
Can I say something about that, by the way?
He doesn't want the competition.
I have won one regional Emmy.
That's right.
I have won. I never admit this. I've won one Associated Press Award. I must say,
there was
the common
denominator
in both those. The guest on both those shows
was correct. Twas I.
It was I.
Marjorie.
Twas you.
I'm Miss Blooper.
Twas her.
You're welcome.
Joanne and Beverly, you're next on
News
Talk 96.9. Hi, Joanne.
Hey, Jim and Marjorie.
Hi.
Hey.
Hank's here, too.
In the world that we live in, we're all so separated and our sense of community is less and less. We live with our texts and our touches and all that. You guys have provided a forum for the commuters and the people who are at the radio during the time of day that you're there. A forum for us and a community of sorts. It's what's greatly lacking in the world, and you guys have done a stellar job in providing that community for us. And thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, Joanne.
That's such a nice thing.
Well, these are very touching things. They're so unlike the horrible Good Riddance things I got in the Herald website.
Joanne, thank you for the call. Now, I am at the Cambridge Side Galleria the other day, and I want you to know I was not armed, which is a real dangerous proposition when you go to the Galleria. I go outside, a guy comes up to me, it's a true story, on a bicycle in a hoodie. And starts talking to me, and it got me really nervous. And under the hoodie was the great former Cantabrigian. That would be Lenny Clark. Good morning, Lenny.
Hey, Lenny.
Hey, Jim and Marjorie and Hank, I'm sick with this. What more could you do? You got Obama elected. You got Elizabeth Warren elected. And now you're out of a job. Don't these people realize what you did for them?
That's a very good point, actually,
Lenny. That is a good point. We were trying hard.
You know, one thing I will say about you guys, you were very fair. You really were.
We were?
I mean, I know you're crazy left wing, whatever you are, some wing. But I tell you what, you've always been fair. You've always been good to me. You've been good to Boston Comedy. You've been good to Boston, and you don't deserve this. You deserve an even better job, and I hope you all get it.
Lenny, does it still eat away at you that you lost your one run for the Cambridge City Council? I won my one run for the Cambridge City Council, Lenny.
Thank God. Are you kidding me? You know what? It's one thing to be in Cambridge, but it's another thing to be in Cambridge with most people who don't speak English. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I'm trying to learn Spanish.
Hey, can I tell you one thing?
I'm so glad. Look at Jim. You won. How'd it work out for you?
Exactly. Now, Lenny Clark, let me just say one last thing. When he does accost me outside the Galleria, Lenny, why don't you tell people who think you're a normal, upstanding member of the community, what is the photograph you showed me of yourself on your iPhone, Lenny Clark?
It's the new Lenny Clark. It's the shredded Lenny Clark.
Lenny
Clark getting ready for the revolution that's evidently going to happen.
He showed me a photograph of his naked abs.
He is looking unbelievable.
Hello.
Six-pack. That's an 8-pack. Maybe a 12-pack.
It's very impressive, Lenny Clark. I got to tell you. Thank you very much.
Marjorie, I do it for people like you, not for Jim.
Goodbye. Lenny, we love you.
And
really
love you, Lenny.
Listen, thank you and Hank, I love you, but thank you guys. You've done a great job, and you're going to be sorely missed.
You're really sweet to call in with the great, and he is great. He's a sweet, wonderful soul, Lenny Clark. Thank you, Lenny.
Thanks, guys.
Let's try to squeeze one or two more in. Brian and Brookline, you're next on News Talk 96.9. Hey, Brian.
Good morning. I'm totally amazed to this day of how Marjorie made it from the studio on Marcy Boulevard to my church in Chestnut Hill for a 10 o'clock funeral.
Oh, my goodness. Is this Brian the priest?
It is Brian the priest.
Thank you.
I'm going to miss you guys.
Brian the priest.
Brian, you weren't praying hard enough. I have to say one thing, Brian. You know, the Catholic priests these days, the sermons are not always terrific. You were like hitting them out of the ballpark time after time after time. Are you still at St. Mary's in Brookline?
I am, yes.
And, great sermons.
After that funeral, a good homily pays off. Marjorie came over and gave me a big wet kiss on my cheek. Okay?
Oh, nice.
Oh, Brian.
It was a good day for both of us, Brian.
Cardinal O'Connor's listening, if you know what I mean. Hey, Brian, or Brian the Priest, as we call him, thank you so much for the call. We have a ton of calls, zillions of emails. We have a lot of people to thank in our final few minutes, so we want to do that. All of our colleagues are coming in the studio.
Oh, how nice is this?
There's now, booze.
Bottles of
do
wine.
Do these people know we're on the damn radio? Thank you. Okay, fine. Let me tell you first, we want to thank people who joined us today, in addition to fabulous callers. Charlie Baker, Scott Brown, the Attorney General, John King from CNN, Brian McGrory, new editor of The Globe, Chris Collins, Peter Katuchin, Anthony Everett, Dan Shaughnessy, Andrea Cabral, Steve Grossman, Allie Donnelly, and Allison King, my colleagues, Lenny Clark. I don't know if I missed anybody.
How about Elizabeth Warren?
And we have a ton. She's calling a little bit later. We have a ton of our colleagues to thank, too. Marjorie, why don't you start
our
it
old
off?
Producer, Paul, John Rooney, Paula O'Connor, who hired us all.
Thank
well,
you, Paula.
Maybe most of our prior GMs, especially Phil Rado. We want to thank him.
Yeah, we do. I got to rewind my. By the way, some of our regulars who we didn't get to today, Ron and Sana, we want to thank. The Andelmans have been unbelievable. The great John Carroll. I can't read my writing. Oh, great. Joe Ligotti, one of the sweetest guys.
Love
who's
Joe.
Been texting and emailing me nonstop. Barry and Cam. And our colleagues, I forgot this, Michael Smirkanish, one of the most talented people ever, Doug Meehan, and the great, lovely, and talented Michael Graham, who I'm really going to miss, but I have a feeling there'll be future places.
I got to thank Mike Barnacle, who was so great to me for many
years. Mike Barnacle, Hank Morris over here.
Was I talking to you? Or was
you
I
want
talking?
To know what this is thank my 10 seconds.
Okay, you want to thank Matt Shearer, John Parker, Hank, of course, Steve Allen, Grace, our boss, Rob, our boss, and Peter Smythe, who runs the whole shebang.
You know, can I tell you, the beauty of working with Marjorie is we've gone over this thank you list how many times today? Would you
I'm
say?
Sorry, I took your lines.
Exactly. She read all
too
my
bad.
Thank yous. Thank you. Now, Marjorie, this is where you're supposed to say, we want to thank the wonderful people in the sales department.
That's right. Who are
some
right
of
whom
are standing. Woo! Nika, Jane, and all those kind of people. And there are tons of them in the studio. We're not going to mention her. The sponsors have been wonderful to us. They've really, really been great. Now, do you want to say anything,
I just want to thank all the listeners for all the years of tuning in to us, the funny emails, the clever calls. And finally, I want to thank Jim Browdy for interrupting me nonstop for 13 years, because here's my little secret. Every time he did it, I made him give me a dollar bill, and I am now a millionaire.
Thank you. Now, do you want to thank me for getting up in the morning, leading the show, organizing the show, calling you at 5:30 to wake you up? Do you want to thank me for any of those
thank
things?
Thank you for waking me up, Jim.
Thank you. Who else do you want to thank? Do you want to thank? Say a little bit more about me for a couple of seconds.
Jim, you are. It's been a joy and a pleasure to work with you all these years.
Keep going for a couple of seconds.
I can't imagine learning anymore at the feet, knees, whatever of somebody that I learned. I think that came out badly. You know what I mean? Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Jim.
You.
No, but we can do that after the show, because we're not going to have time for anything
I'm
else.
I'm glad you've gotten yourself in great shape while I've been working with you.
Can I just interrupt one more time?
Yeah. No.
For those, Jim's not as big of an a-hole as everybody thinks
thank
he is.
You. That is really
that's
so
a
nice.
Compliment.
Hold
that
on.
You
big...
know that I love you like a stepfather.
Are you going to say something about me?
I am in a second. But first of all, what I want to say, if you want to follow us to find out where we next land, you can follow us on Twitter at Jim Browdy or at Marjorie Egan or at Jim and Marjorie. You can also go to my website, which is jimbrowdy.com. I do want to say a couple things about you, Marjorie. You are the single most talented person on Boston Radio. And actually, you're the single most talented woman on Boston Radio, obviously, because I realize. I mean this sincerely. Marjorie knows this to be true. We have enjoyed every minute of the past 13 years. Actually, not every minute.
Every
we haven't
minute.
Enjoyed. We've enjoyed. We'll put it this way.
Jim, you're going to make me cry.
We've
stop
enjoyed
now.
Many of the minutes, but some of the minutes anyway. We've enjoyed. This has been the most wonderful 13 years ever. We're going to talk to all of you again soon. We promise. Thank you, everybody.
Everybody. WTKK Boston, WTKK HD1.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me.
Okay, so I'm in the dining room, printing out the movie tickets from my smartphone.
Power. 96.9.
Here they are.
WTKK Boston.
WTKK HD1.
Power.
96.9.
A greater media station.
Show them what it is you do.
Shine bright like a diamond.
Don't need to meet all night till things get right. Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
Power. 96.9.
Come on.
Jams for Boston. Do you like love? Come on. The all-new Power 96.9.